So let's review. The Gemara relates several incidents regarding Yayin Nesach, wine touched by a non-Jew. Hahu Beisa, Tavayasa Bechamer de Yisrael, a house contained a Jew's wine. Al Evukachavim, Achad al Ladasha Ba'ape, Vahava Biza Badasha. A non-Jew came in, locked the door after himself, but there was a window in the door. Ishtakech Evukachavim de Koi Beinidani. Later they found the non-Jew among the barrels. Rava ruled, Kol de Lahade Biza Shari, the Haigis of a Haigisa Asr. All the barrels that are in direct line of vision of the window are permitted because the mirtas v'le naga. The non-Jew is afraid to touch the wine because he might be seen. But the barrels on either side of the window are forbidden. There was a Jew's wine that was on the ground floor of a house where a non-Jew lived, but a Jew lived in the upper floor. And as Rashi adds, the Jew can observe the wine through an opening in the floor. Shamu kal tigra nafki. They heard a quarrel outside and went to investigate. Kadim asa evikachavim achad aladasha ba'ape. The non-Jew returned first and locked the door behind him. Rava ruled chamer shari. The wine is permitted because here too we employ the concept of mirtas as follows. Meima amar ki hecha de kadim asa yana kadim asa yisrael v'yasa bel yoyin v'kachazili. The non-Jew reasoned just like I came back in early, the Jew may have come back in early and is watching from upstairs, and so he would not touch the wine. A Jew's wine was in an inn, and a non-Jew was found among the barrels. Rava ruled, Im nitfas alav kaganav shari, v'yiloy aser. If he knew that he would appear as a thief if he were to be found, the wine is permitted because mirtas, and he would not touch the wine. Otherwise, it is forbidden. There was wine in the house, and a non-Jew was found among the barrels. Rava ruled, if he could provide a reason for being there, the wine is forbidden. Otherwise, the wine is permitted because mirtas, as Rashi explains, kiven de bahul hu al kenisasei mirtas v'le naga. Since he's afraid to be there, he won't touch the wine. A Jew and a non-Jew were sitting and drinking wine together. Shami Yisrael kal tziluye bekenishta kam v'azel. The Jew heard the sound of davening from the shul and left the non-Jew alone. Rava ruled, chamer shari, the wine is permitted because meima amar hashta mitkar le lechamrei b'hadar asi. The non-Jew reasons he may remember the wine and return at any moment, and so mirtas, and he would not risk touching the wine. Hahu Yisrael v'ebikachavim nabe yisivi ba'arva. Shami Yisrael kal shipuri de b'shimshi, nafik v'azl. A Jew and a non-Jew were sitting on a boat. The Jew heard the sound of the shayfer announcing the approach of Shabbos and left the non-Jew alone. Rava ruled chamer shari, the wine is permitted because meima amar hashta mitkar le lechamrei v'hadar asi. The non-Jew reasons he may remember the wine and return at any moment, and so mirtas. Hahu arya daben nohim b'matzarta shama evikachavim tasha benidani. A lion roared near a winepress, and the non-Jew ran and hid among the barrels. Rava ruled chamer shari, the wine is permitted because meima amar keicha d'tashina ana itchanam yisrael lacharai v'kachazili. The non-Jew reasons, just like I hid here, a Jew may also have hidden here, and he sees me, and so mirtas. Hanu ganvi, the selki lepumbadisa upaschu chavita tuva. There were thieves that came to Pumbadisa and opened many barrels of wine. Rava ruled, chamer shari, the wine is permitted, because ruba ganovi yisrael ninu, most thieves in Pumbadisa are Jews. However, havo uvdi b'nei ardai, v'amar shmul, chamer shari. Shmul permitted the wine even where most thieves are non-Jews. And the Gemara offers two explanations of Shmuel's reasoning. Shmuel holds like Rebbe Eliezer in the following Mishnah. Hanichnis lebika b'meis ha-gishamim v'tumah b'sada plainis v'amar halachti b'makam alaz v'en yedeyim nechnasti lo'is sadim lo'y nechnasti. During the winter months, the fields are sown and people stay out. Therefore, they are considered a reshus ha-yachid, and any case of doubtful tumah is tumah. If there is tumah in a certain field and someone walked through the area but was not sure whether he entered that field, Rebbe Eliezer oimer safik b'yatar, safik magar tumah. If he's not sure if he entered the field, he is tar. But if he certainly entered, but is unsure whether he touched the tumah, then he is tummy. Here too, since we're not sure if the non-Jews entered at all, the wine is permitted. Even if Shmuel does not hold the Rebbe Eliezer and Safik be a tummy, however, our case is different because even if the non-Jews entered, kiven the ikad de paskel lo shema mayna, havali svek sveka. Some thieves are only searching for money and do not touch the wine. Therefore, the wine is permitted. A shopkeeper gave the keys of her store to a non-Jewish for safekeeping. The Gemara rules, she only gave her the key for safekeeping, but did not give her permission to enter. Therefore, the wine is permitted since she would be considered a thief if found inside. Abai brings proof to this ruling from a braisa. If someone gave keys to an Am Aretz for safekeeping, his taras are still considered pure because he did not expressly allow the Am Aretz to enter. The Gemara reasons, if we permit taharis, certainly we should permit the prohibition of Yayin Nesach, because taharis alimim Yayin Nesach. We're more stringent regarding taharis than regarding Yayin Nesach, as seen from the following machlekes. Chatzar shechalka b'mesipas. A low wall divided a courtyard shared by a chaver, someone who is careful with hilchos taharis, and Am Aretz who is not. Rav holds taharis of tameis. His taharis are assumed impure. However, uba'ibu kachavim, eino eitzi Yayin Nesach. In the same scenario where a Jew shares a divided courtyard with a non-Jew, his wine is permitted. Rabbi Yechanan says, even as tyrus are considered tar. The Gemara challenges Rav's ruling from a braisa. If there were two courtyards, and the chavar used the inner chatzar, and the amaretz used the outer one, the chavar can leave his produce and utensils in his chatzar, even though the amaretz could get to them. The Gemara differentiates, Shani Hasam Shenitvas Alav Kaganav. In that case, the payers are tar because the Am Aretz would be considered a thief if he would be found meddling with the Chavar's possessions since he has no reason to enter the inner courtyard. Therefore, we do not suspect that he touched them. The Gemara now challenges Rabbi Yechanan from a braisa. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Gagar Shal Chavar Lamala Megagar Shal Am Aretz. If the roof of a Chavar's house is higher than the adjacent roof of an Am Aretz, Aysi Chavar Shetech Shem Peres, Umanich Shem Kalem, Ubavat Shalite Yadish Shal Am Aretz Megas Lasham. The chaver can spread out his produce and store his utensils on his roof as long as the Am Aretz cannot reach his roof. The Gemara differentiates, Shani Hasam de Isle Lishta Mute. Meima Amar im Tsuri Komam Tsura. In that case, we suspect that he would touch the tyrus because he could claim that he was merely measuring the edge of his property.